And she talked there, and she was pregnant with me. And as soon as they found out she was pregnant, well, that was it, you know.
She lost her job.
Yeah. But anyway, then she got a job at the Wyoming State Training School for the Mentally Handicapped and the Epileptics in Fremont County in Lander, Wyoming. And she was superintendent and had three teachers under her then. And that was in probably 1937 to 1941. And she studied clinical psychology and elementary education, educational psychology at the University of Southern California. She graduated from the University of Wyoming with honors and the University of Minnesota. And
did she go to the University of Wyoming?
All 4 years.
I see. That was the first higher education she received
then. Yes. Uh-huh. I see. And then later she went to Minnesota, and then after that to California, working on her master's.
And what, was that after she went to the University of Wyoming after you were born?
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All of this was after you were born.
Yes. Uh-huh. Wow. She started when I was 4 years old. She started private kindergarten in Casper. My sister was two. She's 2 years. There's just two of us girls. My sister's 2 years younger. And mother started this private kindergarten. And from then on, she was teaching, or she was gone to the universities. And she was away from home almost entirely, except 2 years before I was married, and she was out the ranch with Daddy then.
So her, what may have been her social contacts? Was she, did she belong to any clubs, or she was gone most of the time? Oh, so you don't know.
Well, she was president of the American Legion Auxiliary out of Waltman, Wyoming. She belonged to the Phi Kappa Phi and the Kappa Delta Phi.
I see.
And
that's quite an accomplishment. What about your father? Maybe you tell me something about him.
Okay, can I finish telling you about my mother?
Oh, certainly.
Okay, and then she had an article published in the Journal for Exceptional Children on diagnosing mental cases. And in November the 29th of 1943, she joined the Air Wax and left to be a WAC. And she was mental tester of the new recruits in the service there. And then in 1945, she had a breakdown and was determined 100% mentally incompetent by the Veterans Administration. And that still holds to this day. And she'll be 92 the 15th of May, Sunday. And she's in a wheelchair in a nursing home in Douglas, Wyoming, but she's in good health.
So that's been almost over 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay,
now my father was is Clarence Andrews, and he was born on a riverboat on the Mississippi River between Illinois and Iowa, and
so problems with birth certificates seem to run wild in your family.
Yes. And my mother, there was only three children in my mother's family. There was 11 in my daddy's family, and he was third from the eldest. My mother's family was quite well-to-do. Not her immediate family, but relatives, aunts and uncles. And my dad's family had to really scrape to make a living. My mother's family were very serious and mannerly, and my dad's family was happy-go-lucky. They were river rats, and so to speak, and they loved the Mississippi River, so they were a happy family.